at AlkaVision.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
Did you like the efficiency of the post office, the confidence of FEMA, and the compassion of the IRS? We will love the nationalized health care bill.
Robert Scott Bell. Robert Scott Bell.
The British Medical Journal accused a researcher, Andrew Wakefield, of outright fraud.
People need to look at the details and not look at the headlines.
This is like Salem, the visceral response that they're trying to whip up in the public to try and crush this dissent.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Are you ready to rock the world with me once again here on the Robert Scott Bell Show? Thank you for being here, the place where you come for health, freedom, and liberty. When the rest of the media ignores it, you know you've got a place, a home here on the United States of Health Talk Radio, live every week from GCNlive.com, in fact. And, of course, we've been carrying on during the week at naturalnews.com. Lots of news about that show. We had Suzanne Summers on last week again, and if you missed that interview, you'll have to check it out, naturalnews.com/Robert Scott Bell. Get all the email alerts there. I've been updating the blog at robertscottbell.blogspot.com. And, of course, the stuff in the news vindicating me right, left, and center every week here. It's an amazing thing. We've got asthma linked to gastrointestinal diseases. We've got other things coming out of the medical community relating to Alzheimer's. How about sunlight being good for you? All the things I've been saying for 10, 11 years in media, finally coming around to do it. So we're going to be covering a lot of that today. I think one of the most exciting stories, confirming what I've been saying for many years, is that Alzheimer's is actually sourced back, not to the brain, but to the liver. And we'll have a very special guest back online, Stephen Huer, because he's doing so much work in getting nutritional content back into people so that glutathione production is increased in the body, which, of course, is key for cellular detoxification, for liver detoxification. So we're going to hit that hard today, teach you how to take care of that liver so that you never have to end up with Alzheimer's and other diseases down the road simply because you want to hang out on planet Earth a little longer than some other people. But first, we've got news on the drug front. This is off of the street. 10 popular drugs set to lose their patents. Now, there's a lot of disparate information in the news that you kind of look at. Oh, it's an isolated thing there. It's an isolated thing there. But the reality is it's all connected. And you get 10 big-time drugs losing patent protection. What does that mean? 90% of sales might be siphoned off into generics from the 100% that they have right now when they're under patent protection. That's huge. We're talking billions of dollars. So what is this? How is this related to what's going on in the Obama administration right now? Well, did you hear about the 500 cold and flu and allergy medicines that they're pulling off the market, making suddenly illegal after decades of use of these drugs, prescription as they may be? They've been out there for so long, there's not a lot of mystery about them. The doctors have been prescribing them. And suddenly the FDA decides this last week, well, we got to pull them off the market. They're not really that good. In fact, no one knows that they work. Well, where were you all these decades when you were letting it fly off the shelves of the pharmacies based on doctor prescription rates? Why now? Was there suddenly an influx of Vioxx-like deaths that were being reported to congressmen, reported to the FDA? No, nothing of the sort was occurring. Start tying these things together and you see the connection. With patent expirations happening out the yin-yang right now, the drug industry is frightened to death about what's happening. You are waking up. You are recognizing that there are no drug deficiency diseases. But why pick on 500 old, prescription drugs? Well, it seems to be that the only way that Big Pharma can maintain its profits is by eliminating generic competition. And this is one of the ways that the FDA, your federal government, colludes to keep drug prices artificially high. And I'm not endorsing going after drugs. That's not the point. But the other side effect here, and there are plenty, of eliminating generic competition is increasing the prices of drugs so high. And let's face it, you're part of the very few elite, I will say this in a positive way, small percentage of people that have figured out that there is no drug deficiency disease from which you or your fellow man or your child suffers from, much less Fido. None of them suffer from drug deficiencies. But for everybody else, and that may be still the vast majority of the American population, still believe drugs are the only way to address disease. So if you eliminate the low-cost alternatives options that doctors can prescribe for you, even if I would argue and you may argue they're not necessary, but let's get that beyond that for the moment. If you eliminate them, of course, the prices go up, the monopoly gets stronger, therefore the people cannot afford what they perceive they need in order to get through any kind of medical or health care crisis. And what happens then? Inevitably, if they can't afford it, what are they going to do? They're going to clamor for more Obamacare. We've got to demand more socialized medicine. We want health care like in Cuba or in the socialist nations to the north, whether they be Scandinavian or whether they be the single-payer Canadian system, for which it is not all that it's cracked up to be. Now, it's one thing if you want to get together and form a collective by free association voluntarily, pool your resources, reduce expenses. That's fine. But when it's done at the point of a gun, federal, state, or otherwise, now it is a violation of your fundamental liberty, your freedom, to reject that which may be toxic and poisonous to you. And let's face it, the drug industry's got a lot of bad PR they've got to overcome, and they're losing the battle. Hundreds of thousands of Americans, including children, are being harmed, some, in fact, dying at the hands of FDA-approved medicines and treatments. And this ties in as well to the Supreme Court decision within the last week or so. We covered it, so many ways and so many times over the years, the dangers of the vaccination complex. But now it became obvious to even more and, well, to more and more Americans when Antonin Scalia says, well, we have to provide this special protection. We have to relieve or absolve the vaccine industry of liability for the danger of vaccines. Yes, we know they're dangerous. Yes, we know they can kill you. But the only way we can have vaccines is to limit their liability, to grant this artificial sovereign immunity that only the federal government, the emperor, the king, the monarchy, believes it can bestow upon its friends. And its friend big time, when you talk about the gold coming into the congressional coffers, campaign coffers, and the bureaucratic oligarchy, coming by and large from big pharma, more than any other industry. So they have to find a way to protect that gravy train. If that gravy train is gone, a lot of the funding for big government is gone. A lot of the funding for your congressional representatives taking that gravy train, gone in a heartbeat. So these are the things that are happening. This is the way the government colludes with the pharmaceutical industrial complex to keep you toxic and poisoned and sickened and enslaved. And there's an acceptable amount of death that comes along with that. And that means that they definitely look the other way when it comes to the danger of vaccines in your children. Otherwise, they wouldn't have said, vaccine court is the only way you can get your redress of grievances should your child be injured or killed. We're not going to let you sue the manufacturers of a defective product in state court. Unprecedented, I say. What other industry gets such protection? You know, when the Firestone tire fiasco hit, did they have special sovereign immunity granted by the government? No, there was outrage from everybody because the tire industry is not lobbying Congress as hard as the big drug industry. And quite honestly, that's true of the military-industrial complex as well. We're not talking about defense. We're talking about adventurism. We're talking about nation-building. We're talking about preemptive war, the war machinery, the Eisenhower complex. He warned us about the military-industrial complex. Get it through your head. That is different from legitimate constitutional defense. So with all of these drugs not patent-protected that are being withdrawn by the Obama administration and the FDA, what does the drug industry say about this? Well, they're pretty quiet about it. They're actually pretty happy about it. And even happier is the fact that they are now basically going to take the largesse of the American taxpayer because the Obama administration has established this new drug manufacturing and research facility that the federal government will engage in new drug development. That's right. The new constitutional government has added, I don't know, is it an 11th Amendment? The government shall now provide drug manufacturers new product pipelines so that they can then patent those things that the U.S. taxpayer is invested in developing. Why has this happened? Again, this is the scenario. The patents that are expiring, there's not a lot of blockbuster drugs on the horizon. And even more so, as they lose the patent protection, they lose 90% potentially of their market share to the generic competition. And this doesn't even get into the competition that would be provided by the natural products industry, which is largely muzzled by a First Amendment that no longer exists, according to the federal government. No longer exists, the First Amendment. Freedom of speech? No, sorry, can't have that, especially when it ekes into the patented protected profits of Big Pharma. So what do you think? Do you want freedom? Can you handle freedom? Can you let your government know that is out of control, that you no longer need the nanny state paternalistic viewpoint, that you can't consider all the options, whether they be pharmaceutical or natural, in order to care for your health or to intervene when your health has become corrupted? By the way, not because of a lack of patented, expensive new pipeline drugs, nor the lack of the 500 drugs that the FDA says now don't work. Out of the blue, how many decades did it tell them to figure out that they don't work? And I'm going to give doctors a little bit of credit here. If they didn't work after decades and decades and decades, even in the monopoly market, non-free market that medicine is, you think they would have said, I don't see any results to these things. I'm going to stop prescribing them. And enough doctors have enough intelligence that God may have given them that they would have said, yeah, you're right, let's stop. And they would have fallen by the wayside, but No, that didn't happen, which is indicative that they do indeed reduce the symptom picture of certain people with colds and allergies and flus, and that's why they were being prescribed. Wrong-headed as they may be, because they are not the true cause of the problem. But this is the problem. Most of the media is too stupid or too hopped up on pharmaceutical payoffs to give you this kind of information. And that is why we are here every week. To rock the health world for health, freedom, and liberty. I'll be right back with more on the Alzheimer's link to liver toxicity when we come back.
What is the number one secret to all your health problems? I'll give you a hint. Dr. Alexis Carroll kept chicken heart tissue alive for 28 years in a test tube. He said the cells remained youthful so long as the metabolic wastes were washed away. But when wastes were allowed to accumulate in and around the cell would age and then die. So the key to radiant health is cellular cleanliness, and the key to keeping the cells clean of chemicals, free radicals, and heavy metals that we are bombarded with in our society is glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by every cell of the body. Glutathione levels decline due to toxicity and aging. The number one food to replenish your body's glutathione levels up to 64% or more is unheated, grass-fed whey protein powder. This miraculous superfood may do more for your health than any other supplement you've ever taken. To get your free report on the best whey protein powder, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-sitosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene need to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10 or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Welcome back. What have I been saying for years here on the Robert Scott Bell Show? Sunlight is good for you. Repair your gut. Heal the intestines. Detoxify your liver. Yes, and as I said, quit hiding from the sun. These stories keep popping up where there is groundbreaking research now revealing the obvious, that which I've been covering for years right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We'll be talking with Dr. Stephen Hewer will be joining us from Cocoon Nutrition. Great guy, naturopath. He covers a lot of healing in ways nutritional. And the more we learn, the more we realize the necessity for increasing glutathione production in the body. Very critical here. But first, I need to cover another story of the relationship between intestinal health and illness. And this relates to asthma. Did you hear about this story? This is coming off of the wires, Reuters. People with the digestive disorder known as celiac disease are more likely to develop another disorder involving the immune system. Oh, no, you don't say. Intestinal disorders leading to immune system dysfunction? That's right. They're linking it to, guess what? Ding, ding, ding. Asthma. A respiratory disorder. Specifically, a group of European researchers found that people with celiac disease were 60% more likely to develop asthma than those without celiac. Now, what have I been saying here for years? You've been waiting around, and the mainstream reporters still can't figure this out. When your gut is damaged due to any number of reasons, and I talk about it in terms of intestinal destruction that happens almost from the get-go, the moment they give the hepatitis B shot to a child. You know, obviously these children are being born as intravenous drug users and sexual deviants. They have to have the Hep B shot. It is absurd. It's ridiculous. And this is the medical experimentation that is conducted on just about every child born in America until the parents wake up and say, enough. Enough of life being a disease that can only be managed by intoxicating them with shots and antibiotics, for instance. And so the celiac connection now to asthma makes perfect sense to me. You've got gut inflammation. You've got all kinds of malabsorption occurring. You've got deficiencies. You've got corrupted pathways of elimination. And what is the respiratory system? What are the lungs? If not another means by which the body can excrete toxic poisons, metabolic wastes, and if the liver is compromised due to intestinal disintegrity, you know, you can't absorb certain nutrients from your food if they're even in the food, then suddenly you have pathways are congested, eliminated, they're not functioning because there's just nothing there to make them work. And so what happens? Your lungs, you breathe in air, trying to pull the oxygen out of that air. And, of course, that will feed, you know, the red blood cells what they need to deliver the oxygen where it needs to go for all the things that are necessary. That's why we respirate. That's why we breathe. And, of course, you exhale the waste product, the carbon dioxide. That is the waste product through a normal metabolic transfer. Inflow, outflow, inflow, outflow, that outflow carbon dioxide. But what happens when the liver can no longer function properly? Because, again, your intestines are fried due to gluten intolerances or otherwise. Pesticide damage, antibiotic damage, vaccine damage. Eventually, the body says, hey, well, I can't get this garbage out of my system. What am I going to do? Hey, look. Look at the lungs. Look, they're still functioning. We got stuff coming in. We got stuff going out. Hey, why not? Let's throw some garbage in there. It's an excretory pathway, is it not? The body is intelligent, basically. It knows other means by which it can excrete the poisons that, if not excreted, could end in life termination. Yes, an adaptation for survival. This is something not discussed in the old media because, of course, it goes against the drugging paradigm. the very basis by which they intoxicate your tissues further in the suppression of a very necessary adaptation for survival. And so as the body compensates and begins to dump the toxins, the metabolic waste into the lungs that are normally just, you know, kind of airborne exchanges, the oxygen in, the carbon dioxide out, now we're dealing with debris. We're dealing with physiologically measurable toxins, poisons, waste into the lungs. And you're desperately trying to get them out any way you can. In the meantime, the air passages suffer because they're congested with toxins beyond carbon dioxide. And you see inflammation of cells, the alveoli, the sacs are not as efficient in carrying oxygen, much less, again, the excretion of carbon dioxide because there's so much other garbage that is being dumped in there for survival's sake. That is, the airways are restricted and constricted. There they diagnose the asthma, for which they will now throw in steroidal treatments to basically open up the passages artificially, never acknowledging the role of toxins, desperately trying to get out of there. Can you imagine? No, you can't. You have to listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show, and then it'll open up the horizons of understanding here, so that you will no longer be duped by the pinheads, the eggheads of the pharmaceutical industrial complex and their legions, the representatives in the big government complex, the regulators who will refuse to let you sell a product that does reverse disease, but in a natural way, in a non-patented way, in a way that you can garner from a plant. And of course, to reveal that information to you is tantamount to being an Osama bin Laden or worse, a terrorist who's simply trying to restore integrity to the health of your body, to the health of the American people. And now you are regarded as an enemy of the people. No, you're not an enemy of the people when you know this and act on this information. You may be an enemy of the state that wants to maintain a slave master status with you. They're the master, you're the slave. Ignoring completely that it was the people and the states that created the federal government. The process of nullification is something that is becoming more and more central to American life, going back to Jeffersonian principles and understanding that the overreach, the overgrowth of the federal government would be inevitable at the time where the American people would go to sleep or be drugged into that sleep state. You do not suffer from asthma because you lack inhalation drugs. You suffer from asthma because your intestinal system is being impacted by thousands of things, not the least of which may be gluten intolerance in those that are gluten intolerant. But these toxic poisons coming in through food, water, and air, pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, additives, preservatives, colorings, flavorings, you name it, all of these things damage the integrity of the immune system and the digestive system, resulting in necessary adaptation for survival. Gastrointestinal recovery, when not possible, then leads to all kinds of havoc within the body everywhere else, including the lungs. But they didn't get that from the asthma linked to celiac disease. They still don't understand what's happening here. They think it's a genetic anomaly. We've got more on this and lots more to do today on the United States of Health Talk Radio, rocking the health world for health, freedom, and liberty, the kind of information and messages you won't get anywhere else. This is Party Central for the new media here. Thank your lucky stars and the affiliates that carry the Robert Scott Bell Show that this information is finally getting out there. We're going to be right back with Stephen Huer of Cocoon Nutrition. We're going to be talking more about glutathione production, prevention of Alzheimer's. I'm going to get into that story next.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with with two black Berkey Elements for only $209, and the Berkey Guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Sight Glass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you're looking for FDA-approved radio, you're listening to the wrong show. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Really excited to bring to you news and information you don't get many other places. Maybe not any other place. And, of course, the big story I mentioned earlier is the acknowledgement that a Scripps research study reveals, pointing to the liver, not the brain, as the origin of Alzheimer's plaques. This is huge. I don't know how much legs it has in the old media that kind of covers it up and pretends it's all about, oh, we can create a new drug. How about a vaccine for Alzheimer's? No, no, no. How about restoring the integrity of your liver? That's why I've got Stephen Huer, naturopath. He's from Cocoon Nutrition, and he has One World Way. We're going to talk about the liver and its relationship here. Stephen, once again, the things we've been talking about for years, finally acknowledged in the scientific realm.
Yeah, well, first of all, I'd like to say that, you know, Alexis Carrel did his study on chicken heart tissue back in 1913. He initiated a study where he took chicken heart tissue cells from an embryo and kept them alive in a laboratory indefinitely over the course of 28 years. He wrote his book, Man the Unknown, when it was a 23-year mark of that experiment, and he chronicled that the cells were only subject to deterioration if their own metabolic waste would accumulate in or around the cell, and if the metabolic waste of the cells were allowed to accumulate, the cell would then age and eventually die. But if the cells were actually kept clean of their metabolic waste, the cells would function youthfully, perpetually, and indefinitely. Mm. And if ever the aged cell was allowed to be cleaned of its metabolic waste, it would again regain its normal function. So all that this study has done is substantiated the study that Alexis Carroll validated a long time ago, which is that cells age when toxins are allowed to accumulate, and a lot of people don't realize that cells basically create metabolic excrement that gets, you know, into the surrounding connective tissue that has to come out. And yes, if their systems of elimination are overwhelmed by bad diet and toxins in the environment, drug usage, alcohol, whatever, these things build up and the cells begin to age. This study that was done takes it down the road of trying to blame a gene, and that's an actual incorrect way to view it. It's almost like saying that they're trying to say that this gene manufactures this beta amyloid substance, which then accumulates in the brain and creates Alzheimer's, and that's a total incorrect interpretation. That's like saying a trash compactor is a source of trash, and that the trash compactor has to be removed from your home, otherwise you'll have trash all the time.
Yeah, exactly.
You have to put the trash into the trash compactor, and then it does its job of compacting it, and then you go bring it out to the garbage can.
Yes.
It's the same thing with this gene. This gene is doing nothing more than taking metabolic waste, packaging it into a less harmful substance, and putting it somewhere in the tissue systems, in fact, throughout the entire body, and it affects the brain in the way that it does,
right,
by creating Alzheimer's.
Well, you know, brilliantly overviewed right there, Steve, and I think that, you know, what is interesting about this is that extension of, okay, why is it packaging it up and tucking it away? And we come back to not only the metabolic waste that you refer to, but now we've got environmental waste, toxins that we've never been exposed to, including the heavy metals that we've talked about before, creating a scenario where a lot of things are corrupted, a lot of nutrients are depleted in the defense mechanism against these things. Why is it not just then from packaging removal out of the cells, then out of the liver, as opposed to now being tucked away all over the body, including the brain, creating Alzheimer's or other neurodegenerative diseases? And this is, you know, this is basic to what we've been studying and reading and writing and teaching and talking about. But yet now, again, science acknowledging this still wants to look at the genetic explanation when we know gene expression is due to environmental and nutritional factors.
Yeah. And so they're trying to basically there's those three phases of liver detoxification, and through exposure to these toxins in the environment, be they the Corexit spraying down in the Gulf states where there's massive petroleum toxins that people are inhaling on a daily basis,
yes,
to your herbicides, pesticides, to allopathic drug usage, to low quality food and overly processed food, all these factors combine to be such an overwhelm to your phase one and two and three liver detox pathways that the body ends up saying, we cannot possibly manufacture enough neutralizing chemicals,
yes,
to package this stuff in a safe enough form to excrete. So until it's in its proper package for excretion, we're going to basically put it into the connective tissue.
Tuck it away,
yes, brain tissue.
Stand by, Stephen. We got to take a quick break here, but more on this regarding what we can do to undo the damage before it becomes very serious and severe and creating neurological problems like Alzheimer's later in life. Stephen, here are my guests, One World Way from Cocoon Nutrition. We'll be right back with more Powerful Healing after this.
Nordic Naturals offers a complete line of omega-3s from fish in combination with omega-6s from organic borage oil and evening primrose oil. Involved in research and education, Nordic Naturals is the chosen brand for various clinical trials at accredited universities and research institutions. All of Nordic Naturals' products are made exclusively from three fish species: Arctic cod, anchovies, and sardines, as they are naturally high in the omega-3 fatty acids EPA and DHA. Many of us lack essential fatty acids, or EFAs. Some of the early signs of EFA deficiency: fatigue, heart problems, immune weakness, poor circulation, and often depression. If you're one of the many Americans suffering from these symptoms, give Nordic Naturals a call at 800-662-2544 or visit them on the web at www.nordicnaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, the company that cares not only about you, but also the environment.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793, call 877-747-2793, or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Hello, everyone. This is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, and carry products discussed on Robert's show, such as the Sovereign Silver, 100% whole food chromium and selenium that our good friend and health expert Chris Barr talks about. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12+. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that combines ancient Japanese fermentation skills with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is required. Why is Probiotics 12+ the finest of its kind? It works, and works well. Call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. We're here to help you. That's 1-866-424-1077. Or go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, and stay healthy, naturally.
Willing to go where the truth takes it. Here's Robert.
Welcome back to the United States of Health Talk Radio, preventing more disease than the federal government could ever do in all of its entire existence. And I appreciate you being here. Stephen Huer joins me again from Cocoon Nutrition. His One World Whey product is making waves in a good way. We utilize it at home. But I want to talk more about the phase 1, 2, and 3 detox pathways of the liver as it relates, because now science is acknowledging there's the role to play. In fact, that Alzheimer's and other things may start in the liver. I know it's old news for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners, but Stephen Huer is here to give us even more comprehensive yet simple to understand explanation of what's going on with phase 1, 2, and 3.
Okay, well, basically the phase 1 is where your body is supposed to produce over 11,500 different molecules. It's called the cytochrome P450 pathway, so that they can neutralize toxins or repackage them and make them more active for combining with the second phase. So they either directly neutralize it. So if you consume caffeine, if you have a good cytochrome P450 system, the toxic effects of caffeine are neutralized immediately. People that don't have enough cytochrome P450 enzymes then will have a sensitivity to caffeine, perfumes, and various toxins in the environment that other people are insensitive to because they have enough of these compounds being produced to neutralize them and then package them up so the liver can excrete them.
Yes.
And those who are compromised genetically in some way then are sensitive to cigarette smoke, sensitive to perfume, sensitive to caffeine, and can't be around those things without having a negative consequence.
Well, this is a great explanation because there are a lot of people that don't understand, scratch their heads, like, why is my friend over there so sensitive to these things? And it doesn't seem to bother me. And we come down to a phase one explanation. It's very beautiful in its simplicity, but also, you know, urgent in regards to how do we restore it, which is where we're going to go today.
Yeah. I know when I go down the soap aisles with all the heavy fragrances and soap fumes coming off of the detergents, I personally can't stand it. I have a problem with this. So my phase one pathways are not in an optimum production state just from genetics. But anyway, so yeah. In terms of things that will activate phase one detoxification, it's the cabbage family, like cabbage, broccoli, Brussels sprouts, in terms of vegetables that are known to strongly activate it. It's a carbanol-free indole is the specific compound which strongly activates the body's ability to increase production of the cytochrome P450 enzymes. There's also tangerines and oranges. Those are also good. Limonene is very good, which is in the actual oil found in the peel of the, of those particular fruits, but not from commercial sources. Commercial sources of citrus fruits like oranges and tangerines are heavily sprayed with organophosphate pesticides, and you don't want that. So if you're going to use any of the peel in your food, whether that's a salad dressing or blending it in something, to get more of that limonene oil that is in citrus peel, you'd want to use only organic source oranges or tangerines.
Right, right. I was just thinking when you mentioned some of these fruits and veggies that are good for phase one. I mean, being called a cabbage head would be a compliment in that case because you'd have stronger phase one detox pathways. And I want to acknowledge as well, like you said, the sensitivity. I can't stand the smells in there, but there are people that literally would go into anaphylaxis when exposed to these things. That's an extreme case. But just being alive, breathing the air, eating the food, you know, as clean as we try to make it, we can't account for everything that's out there anymore. So we've got to go to extra lengths to restore integrity, these pathways of elimination. That's phase one, leading us now, we're a couple of more minutes in this segment, to phase two.
Phase two, where they basically the packaging of a phase one has occurred. It's either neutralized it completely. If the toxin is too strong in its toxicity that it's not neutralized by that phase one action, it'll be activated to be then become able to react with any one of the six different chemicals found in phase two. It's either glutathione, amino acid conjugation, methylation, sulfation, acetylation, or glucuronidation. Those are the six known different aspects of phase two liver detoxification, and these substances will take and totally neutralize that toxin most of the time so that it's in a package now that the body, the liver, can safely eliminate. Mm-hmm. And then those pathways are frequently low in their functioning because the body's not receiving enough of the sulfur amino acids in a usable form.
Right. And the key building blocks to make this possible. Again, we reiterate now, based on the acknowledgement of the science, even though we knew it before that, they're saying, well, Alzheimer's starts in the liver. And Stephen was talking about the packaging away of these toxins in other tissues, areas of the body, including the brain and nervous system. There is a reason. It's not a random act. It literally is an adaptation for survival. When you don't have these nutrients, we're talking about for phase one, now phase two detox pathways to be wide open. So how, you know, again, we're going to talk also about what kind of ways we can address this. We literally got about 20 seconds here before I have to go to break here. So briefly, leading into phase two, we're going to go two and three in the next segment.
Yeah, basically, it's, some nutrients that are needed would be ascorbic acid, omega-H, and then N-acetylcysteine. But there's ones that are even better in this one food we'll talk about in the next segment than those isolated nutrients or supplements.
Let's do that.
Yeah.
So we're coming right back with Stephen Huer, Cocoon Nutrition, One World Way, and this is something that will prevent a lot of disasters later in life. We're going to continue with phase two, then on to phase three, and what you can do about it now, no matter what age you are. Stay with the Robert Scott Bell Show, rocking the health world for health, freedom, and liberty. We'll be right back.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines, it seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. And begin to see a different world.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hi, my name is Stephen Huer. As a degreed nutritionist, my first priority is for you to get healthy. That won't happen if I make wrong recommendations or cause you to spend money on supplements you don't need. After 20 years working with thousands of products and thousands of people, I know, for the most part, what does and does not work. One World Whey is the first and only unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows on the market. It retains substances that no other whey protein powder has. These nutritive compounds supply life-giving nutrition. Your body merely needs the right conditions to make great health happen. Due to low-quality foods, toxicity, and aging, having great health is more of an effort than ever. One World Whey is the superfood of the century, and when added to your diet, it promotes energy, detoxification, muscle gains, fat loss, and overall radiant health. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You're listening to the Godzilla of Health Talk Radio.
Run! It's Godzilla!
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, time to reverse Alzheimer's before it ever gets here, and many other neurodegeneration diseases and other chronic debilitating conditions caused by a lack of detox pathway integrity. We've covered phase one, part of phase two. We'll go into phase three momentarily, as well as a whole food type solution that can get you back on track here. Stephen Huer is my guest, good friend. He's with Cocoon Nutrition and One World Whey. Glad to have you back, Stephen.
Yeah, thank you, Robert. Yeah, it's basically nutrition has resurrected me out of the, you know, out of the grave and premature aging. So I have a lot of passion for this because it's actually saved my life.
Yeah.
And so with regards to this detox, it was a critical aspect of me personally becoming healthy was detoxing. So I've had to study it extensively. Anyways, the phase two detox pathways are supported also by things like flax oil, blackcurrant seed oil, the sulfur amino acids like cysteine and glycine, glutamic acid, and then the appropriate trace minerals and vitamins that are required as metabolic activators. And that's another thing is the metabolic enzymes of the body that orchestrate this whole process. Enzymes are nothing more than the marriage of a trace mineral to a protein, and the trace minerals are deficient in the food and then the right quality of supplementation to actually achieve true mineral utilization, because certain minerals, they act more as electrolytes and conductors as opposed to cofactors for creating enzymes.
Yes.
So there's certain kinds of minerals that work and certain ones that don't. So I had to find those, and I work with those as another complement to this whole process. But basically, you bring in these sulfur amino acids into the picture along with your vitamins, your B vitamins, your trace minerals, so that your body can then make all of these six different compounds in the phase two detox pathways so that they're all working. And another one that helps with glucuronidation production is zeolite. That's another good one people can keep in their program, whether powdered or liquid.
Yes.
It's another good one.
But there's no drug on planet Earth that Big Pharma has developed to basically enhance detoxification. I mean, you know, by definition, drugs are toxic, synthetic, and foreign to the body. They'll cause a binding necessity, and again, a reduction of the nutrient basic integrity of the body just to survive the onslaught of the toxic drugs.
Yeah, exactly. You'll end up using a whole bunch of your cytochrome P450 and phase two as well, but mostly cytochrome P450 compounds to neutralize and eliminate drugs, therefore not leaving them available for your own metabolic waste or the environmental toxins and herbicides you're exposed to just already.
Right. Yep. And again, this is why we're looking at whole food and food that is clean and able to produce or provide that which well, basically supplements the normal functions of the body that have been corrupted due to the lifestyles we've been talking about here. And even though science is really making advancements and acknowledging what we've been saying for years, they still don't get it in solution. They're looking for genetic modifications as opposed to nutrient modifications that will alter gene expression for the better.
Yeah. Yeah, and the other thing is basically it's the number one missing link to the overall ability to detox, because the body, the primary detox part that's behind in most people is the phase two. And then the number one regulator, or you could say the most dominant detoxifier of the phase two system amongst all those six systems is the glutathione production system. It's the glutathione conjugation system where glutathione ends up neutralizing the toxin so it's safe for elimination. that is the most dominant one to start to nutritionally support if you want to help your body detoxify at the cellular level. And again, you have over 10 trillion cells which compose your body, and every one of those cells is supposed to be able to produce this glutathione for the purposes of neutralizing toxins and for the purposes of neutralizing free radicals to protect that cell from damage.
Yeah.
And they're capable of large amounts of glutathione production. Up to 10% of the intracellular contents of every cell in your body is supposed to be glutathione to take care of this work, but it ain't happening because dietary sources of the building blocks aren't there,
right,
or the preparation process of those foods through cooking and stuff destroys what's there, and therefore you get so little of these building blocks that you end up not being able to take care of this process of detoxing and or producing enough glutathione. So that's where we bring in this whole thing of this protein powder that I was introduced to about 12 months ago
that
made such a huge difference for me, my clients, where we have achieved something that no one else in the industry has ever achieved, where we take these healthy cows that are fed nothing but grass throughout their whole lives, both winter and summer. Their milk is taken and separated so that the whey goes through a 7-step cold dry process. This whey is the most medicinal portion of milk, and it contains glutamylcysteine and cysteine, which are the building blocks to make this glutathione thing happen. And it's the highest known source in nature. No other substance in nature that's been studied contains these quantities or concentrations of usable cysteine and cysteine to precursor making glutathione.
Yeah.
So by comparison, when people take this product, they end up resurrecting their glutathione production beyond any of the other whey protein powders on the market.
Measurably, Steve. It's measurable, the response.
Yeah, it's measurable. I'm getting clinical results with people telling me they're detoxing for the first time and they're getting all these health improvements that they've never had, not to mention the quality of life improvements in terms of energy, better cognitive function, the whole quality of life from just better neurotransmitter levels. It's really phenomenal what we're seeing. So I've been real excited as a practitioner to be working with something this high quality, this effective. In fact, in 20 years of doing this, it's the funnest product I've ever worked with because people get to love the flavor of it as well as the experience of it.
Well, I see so many powders that have so many synthetics and sweeteners that you wouldn't want to touch, and that's not even an issue or consideration for me on my show, but that's why I really love what you've done with One World Whey. It's unique, it's different, and of course it provides all those precursors that I've been encouraging people to ingest more and more. Now you've got a lot in one package, very simple, of food. It's not synthetic, that will actually nourish the body back to health, and liver pathways of elimination will be open wide once again.
Yeah. And then the last phase of liver detoxification, phase three, it's really only if the toxin is so strong in the system that it requires a third step. But most of it's done with phase two and phase one and phase two to get rid of toxins.
Right.
Phase three is only ancillary and a minor factor. But if you wanted to raise function in that area, you have to raise ATP production.
Yeah.
ATP production requires an alkaline pH and an oxygen-rich environment. pH controls oxygen. If you're 7 to 7.4 in your saliva pH most of the time, then you will achieve a much higher oxygen level and a much higher conversion of things from their carbohydrate or amino acid or whatever precursor to creating ATP in the cells.
Steven, I need you to tell me how my listeners can get this right away.
Okay, they can go to oneworldway.com. That's one O-N-E, world, and then W-H-E-Y.com, and or call us at 888-988-3325. We're open 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, East Coast time. Otherwise, leave a voicemail. And, of course, we love to talk to you and help you out. I do first-time free mini consults to help people figure out a little bit of a protocol to start to get their body healthier in a much shorter period of time.
All right. Stephen Huer, One World Way. I'll be talking more about it next hour, as well as the definition of a dollar and why not knowing it could create an inflationary disease in your body as well. Rocking the Health World. More after the news. Remember, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.